Speaking at an event to officially open a youth empowerment and investment seminar in Mashongo today, Minister Kasukuwere said the focus of indigenization is to ensure that blacks and whites attain the same level of economic potential. Kasukuwere said he does not hate whites, but that indigenization would bring economic balance so that Zimbabweans might even see whites working for blacks in the country. He said before he leaves government, he hopes personally to employ a white cook or gardener, as his forefathers served as cooks and gardeners for whites.
We are not against them because they are white. We are only fighting to become what they were, like Israel. We are only closing the gate. There's no racism. It's only fight for our people. You know, all I fight for our people to be involved. Fight for our people to control their self-determination. You cannot ignore that our people fought for this country.
Under the country's indigenization laws, any white or foreign-owned company must transfer a 50% of its ownership to blacks, or in the language of the law, any person who before Zimbabwe's Independence Day was disadvantaged by unfair discrimination on the grounds of his or her race. The minister acknowledged that the indigenization process has been marred by mistakes and said that mistakes will continue to be made as the country moves to empower more black Zimbabweans. He also encouraged the gathering, most of them youths, to continue to embrace challenges and not to embark only on programs that are simple.
Let us not be happy because somebody has come to do it for us. Let us celebrate our own success. Let us accept that along the way we'll make mistakes. We'll fall along the way, but we'll be ready to be the next man and move forward. Let us be ready to go through the challenges that life presents for all of us. It's not going to be easy. Let's not do it because it's easy.
The minister took a swipe at Finance Minister Tendai Biti for what he called literally imposing internal sanctions on the country's youths by failing to release money meant for youth programs from the treasury. Kasukuwere said that while such moves are an obstacle to indigenization, the Black Economic Empowerment Program would continue. Minister Biti and the MDC party have openly criticized the indigenization and empowerment policy, saying it only enriches the elite and discourages foreign direct investment needed to grow the economy. The minister also implored youths who have benefited from loans provided by his ministry to pay back the loans. Addressing the same gathering, Mashongo Governor and Resident Minister Titus Maluleke also acknowledged that the indigenization would continue to be plagued by problems, but he blamed this on what he called agencies who advised the youths that indigenization is only a political gimmick. He said there are many other ZANU-PF programs that cannot be implemented due to lack of funds.
Today's youths are facing very significant business and technical opportunities, challenges and decisions. However, there has been a contaminated approach to youth empowerment in Zimbabwe, whereby government organizes practical schemes to empower the youths, whereas some foreign sponsored agencies prevent the youths from participating in those empowerment schemes. They also did not invite some brilliant ideas and facilities only to exist on paper or at central government level because of lack of demand at local levels. Yet the supposed beneficiaries are deficient in the same provision.
The 3-day youth empowerment and investment seminar organized by Youth Initiators Association of Zimbabwe had approximately 30 attendants. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mashingo, this is Obed Pepkai.